Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hi everyone, this is Luke. Thank you for listening to the podcast. This is a very quick podcast today because I don't have time to do a full one. I'm very busy, so this is going to be a very quick one. And in this podcast, I'm going to teach you 12 useful phrasal verbs. Okay, now what I'd like you to do is listen to this short text I'm going to read you, and can you find the 12 phrasal verbs in the text? So listen carefully, and can you find the phrasal verbs? Okay, so here is the beginning of the text. That's a bell to show that's the beginning. So here's the beginning. I haven't got round to doing another podcast recently. I haven't been putting it off. It's just that I've been caught up in a lot of other things recently. I haven't given up on it, and I haven't run out of ideas. It's just that all my time is being taken up by other things at the moment. I hope you haven't gone off my podcast. I also hope you're holding out for the next episode. You'll just need to hold on a bit longer for the next one to be uploaded soon. Don't forget to let me know how you're feeling about the podcast. If you're a bit pissed off that I haven't uploaded a new one recently, just send me an email to let me know how you feel. Don't bottle up your feelings. That's very bad for you. Just tell me any comments you have, and I'll be very happy. I like getting your comments. They always cheer me up. Right, that's another bell to say that's the end of the text. Okay. So, did you find the 12... phrasal verbs there? I wonder. Now, let me tell you the 12 phrasal verbs I used. Okay, here we go. Okay, so number one, to get round to doing something. This means that you do something you haven't been able to do for a while because you've been busy. Okay, so for example, you could say, I've got lots of dirty dishes in my kitchen. I haven't got round to doing them yet. Okay? Or you might say, oh, I finally got round to cleaning the dishes. Or I finally got round to doing the washing up yesterday. There were so many plates that it took me ages, but I finally got round to it. So I did the washing up after not doing it for a long, long time because I've been busy, right? Number two. To put something off. Okay, to put something off. This means to avoid doing something because you don't want to do it. Right? I said, I haven't been putting it off. I haven't been putting off doing another podcast. So, if you put something off, it means you don't really want to do it. So, you say, oh no, I'm not going to do that now. I'll do it later. I'll just put it off until later. Right? So, for example, with the washing up, if I've got lots of dirty dishes in the sink, in the kitchen, I go into the kitchen, I see all the dirty dishes, and I think, oh no, I don't want to do it now. I'll just put it off until later. I'll do it later. I'll put it off until later. Right? Number three, to be caught up in something. To be caught up in something. This means that you've been doing something which has stopped you from doing something else. Right? So, for example, I've been caught up in a lot of other things, so I haven't had a chance to record another podcast recently. Yeah? To be caught up in something. Number four, to give up on something. To give up on something. Now, you know the word give up. It's very common. Lots of people know give up. But this is to give up on something. Really? And it means that you... you stop doing something, you quit because you feel that it's not a success. Okay? Alright, so for example, if I'm trying to become a famous rock star, yeah, but nobody likes my music, I'd probably give up on becoming a famous rock star, because frankly, it's not going to happen. I'm not a good enough singer, right? So I'm going to give up on that. Okay? Okay, number five, to run out of ideas. I said I haven't run out of ideas. To run out of something means that you use all of it up and you don't have any left. So for example, if you run out of cigarettes, it means you smoke all your cigarettes, you don't have any cigarettes left, you need to buy some more. If I run out of ideas, it means I use all of my ideas in my head until I don't have any ideas left and I can't do any more podcasts. Well, I haven't run out of ideas. I still have plenty more ideas in my head and lots of ideas in my notebook, which I'm going to turn into podcasts in the future. So don't worry about that. I'm sure you're all very worried, aren't you? Sarcasm. That was just an example of sarcasm there. If you don't know what sarcasm is, I suggest you check it in a dictionary. And it's spelled S-A-R-C-A-S-M. Sarcasm. Yeah. Anyway, I think we're on to number six now. To take up time. Now, in this case, I said, my time is taken up by it, or my time has been taken up by lots of other things. So if something takes up your time, it basically means that it uses your time. So for example, work has been taking up all my time recently. It means that I've been using all my time for work and I haven't had time for other things. Okay, so if something takes up your time, or if your time is taken up by something. Okay. Number seven, to go off something. Right, I said, I hope you haven't gone off my podcast. To go off something means you stop liking it. Okay. For example, you might, if you're... I think a good example of going off something. If maybe... a few years ago, you really fancied Brad Pitt, ladies, if you're listening to this, and maybe 10 years ago, Brad Pitt was, the sexiest man on earth, yeah? But these days, he's not quite as attractive anymore, I think. That's what some of my female friends tell me. A lot of my female friends say, oh, I've gone off Brad Pitt, I don't like him anymore, right? That means that, yeah, they've gone off him. It means they used to like him, but now they don't really like him anymore. I've gone off it. Yeah. So I hope you haven't gone off this podcast. I hope you still like it. I'm assuming that you liked it before as well, right? Anyway, I hope you like the podcast, basically. I hope you haven't gone off it. Right, number eight. To hold out for something. To hold out for something. Now, if you hold out for something, it means you're waiting for something to come and you really, really want it or really, really need it, okay? So, for example, I've been holding out for, if you're a big fan of a particular TV program and you're waiting for the next season of that program to come on television, you've been waiting by the television, waiting for it to come on, you could say, I've been holding out for the next series of The Wire, for example, or hopefully you have been waiting for the next episode of Luke's English Podcast, right? If you've been holding out for the latest podcast, then it might mean that you've been, waiting by the computer, checking the internet every day, checking your iPhone every 5 minutes. Has he uploaded a new one yet? When's the new podcast coming out? Emailing your friends. Any news on Luke's English Podcast? I can't wait for the next one. I'm really holding out for it. Right, very realistic situation there, of course. To hold out for something. Now, number nine was to hold on, right? I said, just hold on and I'll upload a new one soon. To hold on just means wait, right? So not quite as strong as to hold out for something. Hold on just means wait. So, for example, if you You know, if you make a telephone call, that, you know, ring, 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 hello. Yeah, hello, can I speak to John, please? Yeah, sure, hold on, I'll just check if he's here. Right? So hold on, just means wait. Okay. Number 10. And this is a slightly rude one. To be pissed off. To be pissed off. In America, they say to be pissed. But in English, in British English, we say to be pissed off. And that's a slightly rude expression. Okay? It's kind of a swear word. So just be careful with that. It's a bit rude. If you're pissed off, it means you're angry or annoyed or irritated. Okay? So you might say, you know what? I've been waiting for 12 days for the next episode of Luke's English podcast, and it still hasn't been uploaded. And you know what? I'm just really pissed off now, because I really love Luke's English podcast. And, you know, to be honest, I need Luke's English podcast. And if he doesn't upload one every week, then, you know, it just makes me angry. Because, you know, I've subscribed to his podcast. I've even sent him an email. He knows that I'm listening, but he hasn't uploaded one for like 12 days. It just really pisses me off, for example. Okay? I hope that you're not pissed off. I expect that you're not. I don't think people will get pissed off if I don't upload a podcast. But who knows? Maybe there are people out there in the world just really angry because I haven't uploaded a new one. Actually, I hope so. I hope that people get angry when I don't upload a podcast. It probably means that they really like it. Yeah. If you are angry that I haven't posted a podcast recently, send me an email. Just let me know how you feel. Okay? Because that brings us to number 11, which is to bottle up your feelings. Bottle up your feelings. Don't bottle up your feelings. If you bottle up your feelings, it means you keep your feelings inside. So you don't tell people how you feel. You don't express your emotions. You don't say your feelings, right? Instead, you keep them inside, kind of secret. You don't tell people. So, for example, if you're very angry about something, you don't tell everyone. You keep it inside, like it's in a bottle inside you, yeah? To keep it, to bottle something up. So, for example, if you're really angry that I haven't uploaded a podcast recently, you know, you might not choose to tell your friends and family. Instead, keep it bottled up inside. And what happens is, eventually, you get really stressed and you get really angry and nervous because you've got all this anger inside, and eventually you explode. Okay? So don't keep your feelings bottled up. Don't bottle your feelings up inside because it's bad for you. It makes you stressed. Okay? Number 12, last but not least, number 12, to cheer someone up. And that's quite a common one. You've probably heard that before. If you cheer someone up, it means you make them happy. Okay? So, basically, if you like the podcast and you send me an email, that will really cheer me up. Okay? So that's it. That's the 12 useful phrasal verbs for today. And that's the end of this short podcast. I hope you're not pissed off with me for not uploading one recently. Don't forget to email me. Don't bottle up your feelings. Email me, luketeacher@hotmail.com. And if you send me an email, you'll really cheer me up. Okay? So send me an email, please. Just tell me something. Just let me know that there's someone out there. Okay? Great. That's it. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. Don't forget, you can download and listen to all the old episodes by going to teacherluke.podomatic.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.